Welcome to the STC Foundations podcast. This year, as part of our GROW project, we're focusing on the Book of Acts and the New Testament letters. If this podcast is a help to you, why not pass the link on?
Wednesday the 6th of the November. Hi everyone, it's Mick here. Welcome to Wednesday podcast in Vision Week at STC. Our vision for 2020 is join us for the better life. Monday, we considered the promise of this better life by Jesus in his Sermon on the Mount. Yesterday, how we use our time each day so we can live out this better life. And today, we're going to drill down on a subject that is so often a battle as we look to live out the better life. A reflection today on money. Money is such a key part of our lives today. We find it very difficult to live without it. Here are a few money facts. Interestingly, our money is increasingly changing its form as recent surveys show that 28% of consumer payments are by cash, but that's down from 60% 5 years ago. 5 million people do not use cash at all for any transaction. Online payments have grown to 2 billion, with debit cards being the most popular mode of payment. Which magazine reports that in the first 3 months of this year, 2019, almost 1,700 cash machines have disappeared from our high streets. Contactless payments have risen 31% year on year. That's amazing. You see, as the old saying goes, change is here to stay. So, as Christians, how do we deal with money? Let's go back to Jesus. He once spoke to a rich man about money. In fact, Jesus spoke a lot about money, more of that later. And he spoke to him with really challenging words. He challenged his perceptions. And as we read the scripture, we will see he probably will challenge ours. This is a longish scripture. It's Luke 18, 18 to 34 from the Message Bible. And I'm reading it in the middle of the reflection, not at the end, as we normally do. This is Jesus speaking. One day, one of the local officials asked him, "Good teacher, what must I do to deserve eternal life?" Jesus said, "Why are you calling me good? No one is good, only God. You know the commandments, don't you? No illicit sex, no killing, no stealing, no lying, honor your father and mother." He said, "I've kept them all for as long as I can remember." When Jesus heard this, he said, "There's only one thing left to do. Sell everything you own and give it away to the poor. You will have riches in heaven. Then come follow me." This was the last thing the official expected to hear. He was very rich and became terribly sad. He was holding on tight to a lot of things and not about to let them go. Seeing his reaction, Jesus said, "Do you have any idea how difficult it is for people who have it all to enter God's kingdom? I'd say it's easier to thread a camel through a needle's eye than get a rich person into God's kingdom." "Well, who has any chance at all?" the others asked. "No chance at all," Jesus said. "If you think you can pull it off by yourself, every chance in the world if you trust God to do it." Peter tried to regain some initiative. "Well, we left everything we owned and followed you, didn't we?" "Yes," said Jesus, "and you won't regret it. No one who has sacrificed home or spouse, brothers, sisters, parents, children, whatever, will lose out. It will all come back multiplied many times over in your lifetime." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. It's not wrong to be rich, and it's certainly not right to be poor. People often misquote the Bible when they say that money is the root of all evil. It isn't what the Bible verse actually says. It's 1 Timothy 6, verse 10, and it says the love of money is the root of all evil. And the word love here is not the one we normally expect in the New Testament. In fact, it's the only time it's ever used. The word love here means the love of money. It means avarice and greed. Money in itself is not a bad thing. The issue is when acquiring and keeping it becomes the focus of our life. Jesus recognized the hold money had over this rich man and challenged him, as he challenges us today on this same issue. Do you know that scholars estimate that 25% of Jesus' teaching in the Gospels is about money? That's like you coming to STC on a Sunday, and every fourth Sunday the sermon's about money. How do you think that would go down? Maybe I'll give it a try. You see, it's not the amount of money we have that really matters, it's how we view it. So two things to consider here as we go into our day with this reflection. Firstly, be generous. A simple truth from St. Paul, Acts 20, verse 35. It's more blessed to give than to receive. Generosity releases more generosity. We give and the Lord gives us more so we can give more and so more are blessed. It's a great heavenly financial plan. The word here for blessed in the original means overwhelmingly happy. Jesus says that when you give, and this includes money, heavenly joy is released in you. You begin to understand the heart of the better life. So, first of all, be generous. Secondly, be content. Again, Paul has these challenging words in Philippians chapter 4, verses 11 to 13 from the Message. Actually, he said, I don't have a sense of needing anything personally. I've learned by now to be quite content, whatever my circumstances. I'm just as happy with little as with much as with little. I've found the recipe for being happy, whether full or hungry, hands full or hands empty, whatever I have, wherever I am, I can make it through anything in the one who makes me who I am. Love that reading. The word for content here means fully satisfied because of God's power and provision in your life. And again, it's a particular word and it's the only time it's used in the New Testament. Content. Generosity and contentment are heavenly values. The growth of these God-given values has certainly been the experience of Tricia and I over these many years of following Jesus. You see, the Lord has always provided enough for us as a family. He's provided enough for us as a family, enabling us to experience the great joy of being generous with our money in giving to the church for its kingdom mission. We give money to other good causes, but our first priority, our tithe, is to the church of Jesus. You know, the culture of today says, take. Take what you can. You can't trust anyone, including God, to provide for you. It's down to you to make money and keep it. After all, you worked hard for it. It's yours. But God flips it over and says, always give. As Christians, we believe he gave us this world, those we love, the homes we live in, the jobs we work at, the money we spend. And he gave us Jesus. He will always provide what we need. So, Christian, trust him. Here's a prayer for today. Lord Jesus, thank you for the money you provide. It's one of the many blessings you pour into our lives as individuals, families, and as a church here at SDC. Show us how to be generous with our finances and let us be content with what we have. And Lord, let this Vision Sunday be the beginning of a new season of generous giving as we journey with you. Amen.
Every song we could ever sing, worthy of all the praise we could ever bring, worthy of every breath we could ever breathe, we live for you. Jesus, the name above every other name, Jesus, the only one who could ever save. Worthy of every breath we could ever breathe, we live for you. Oh, we live for you. Holy, there is no one like you. There is none beside. And leave. Jesus, the only one who could ever save. Worthy of every breath we could ever breathe, we live for you. Share.